have everyone take a seat. I think we're going to get started with our meeting. We want to welcome everyone out to our special city council meeting this evening. Sorry we're having to meet under the circumstances, but we have another item on the use of our council chambers, so we're going to meet in here tonight, and we appreciate everyone being here. We'd like to start tonight by a public comment portion of our meeting. And I do have one. I think there's some others filling them out. We'll turn some time over to Chris Lamb, if you'd like to, and we just ask Chris if you'd state your name and address.
Mayor, Council, my name is Chris Lamb. I live at L-A-M-B-E, being my alpha, my travel echo, for those that are military. I served 11 years in the military, not sure, has anybody here ever had a bullet shoot at them before? Honestly, I have. I've taken many years of my life to sacrifice for my country and my citizens here. And I really appreciate that I can have this opportunity to speak. Thank you so much. The reason why I bring that up is because it feels like it's a war zone out on Harriman Rose Boulevard and Main Street trying to cross. Over the past 2 weeks, I just recently had back surgery, and I had to do some therapeutic walking in order to get better. And the best thing that they told me to do was to walk. And my daughter and I, during kindergarten, have tried to get her to kindergarten every single day for the past 2 weeks. We've almost been hit by a car. Today it was a motorcycle. We did what we could in order to stop traffic, making sure that everybody stopped just so that we can walk, doing our part and our responsibility to make sure that we get our kids there, that I got my kid there safely. We'd walk where there's absolutely no traffic there. And as soon as we walk into there, it's always the last lane. There's some car that zooming past and just finally notices that the fact that there's that me or my daughter or other kids that are in there. This morning we're sitting out there, and the cross guards had a huge issue with trying to stop cars to allow these kids to cross over just to get to school. It is a mess out there at that intersection. I'm not just coming here just to bring a problem, and I know that you guys have been working with getting the flashers, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But in the interim, before we can even get those installed, you know, Chief Adjo Weirden told me that he was going to have more police presence there. I would really love to see that morning, midday, and then in the evening when the kids are coming home from school. I'd like to see flags that are put there so we can get the attention in the interim between now and before the flashers get put in, so that we can have that done. I've given the mayor a couple of stories that we've put up, and that was just within the past 90 minutes before I came here. In one day, I've been able to get 73 signatures in my area of those that want something done at that crosswalk area. And especially, they really want a light put in right there. I know that's long term, but, you know, in the meantime, is there a way that we can get something so that it makes it safer for us? You know, I'm speaking on behalf of probably everybody that's in my neighborhood when I say that we'll even put up money to help get the fund that traffic light. Because we are very concerned. We want to be safe. We want to be able to cross there, get over to the rec center, get over to the library without having to use a car to go all the way around the neighborhood just to get into Main Street, because it's so difficult for us to even cross at that intersection just with our car. I've had to put my car in front of a kid just so they would not be hit. oncoming traffic coming the other way. I would rather be hit in my car than allow a kid dead on the road. Please, if there's anything we can do, I really think there needs to be a fight there.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Let me just, I should have mentioned that the public comment portion of our meeting, we usually just take comment. This is not a time for us to interchange, but we welcome your input and comment. So just because we won't respond to it doesn't mean we're disregarding your interest in this regard. So just, that's just the nature, and we're governed by statute for that. So anyway, thank you, Chris. Good comments. Appreciate it. Jen Martin.
I'm Jen Martin. I live right down the street. I live in the green MacArthur townhomes right on the corner of this area. So we are directly across from Silver Crest Elementary School on the south side of Main Street. I have three young children. I homeschool all of them, but they're barely school age, 2, 4, and 6. And my six-year-old has Down syndrome, and trying to walk all three kids over. He takes speech therapy at off times. He's not crossing when school times are crossing, so there's no crossing guard. And I walk him a lot when the weather's nice across the street for speech 2 days a week for a half hour. So I go there and back again. So I'm crossing that street 4 times in a half an hour. And we go to the library a lot. I'd rather walk than take my car across the street. So we have had a lot of incidents also. People coming around the bend heading east are not able to slow down oftentimes, and people coming around the bend heading west oftentimes don't even try and slow down. So I will have to stop us, but I will literally have to like stand in front of my children and go, 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 you know, be my own crossing guard. And it's just very dangerous. We've had a lot of close calls, people staring at me as they drive by, like, what are you doing? People don't seem to understand what's going on. So I think that's the issue is with the tightness of those bends and both directions. The other thing is with the new restaurant coming, I kind of assumed, and I don't know what your plans were, but I'm sorry I haven't attended a meeting, I assumed that there would be with that restaurant, because there'll be more traffic with cars, that there would probably, I thought for sure you would be putting something in. So I really hope that is in the plans.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay. Brittany?
I'm Brittany Fromm. I'm actually Jen's two doors down neighbor. I live on the corner of Harriman Main and Harriman Rose, and I have a daughter that walks to school, so I stand out on my front porch because I can just watch her walk, and if something happens, I will just run across the street, whatever I need to do to take care of my child, but for the most part, she just likes to walk without me. So she goes to the crossing guards, and every day I'm out there watching her walk to school, walk from school. And the crossing guards, they kind of said all the concerns that I have. My other concern is the crossing guards. There have been so many close calls where they've almost gotten hit by cars, and I see it daily. It's not like once a week, it's daily, where these cars are just not stopping for these women. And I've talked to the women, and they're amazing. We love them. Everyone in our neighborhood love our crossing guards, just so you know. They are wonderful for our kids. Our kids love them. The only thing that I'm worried about is just I don't want them to get hit, because it feels like the drivers don't respect them. So that is another concern that we have on top of kind of what Jim and Chris said is the same thing, but I just want to bring up the crossing guards that we have there. So anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. So much. Anyone else like to make comment?
I totally agree with what they have said.
Could you just stand up and give your name and your address, please?
Yeah. My name is Annette Hamblin. I live down the street, but we like to go across. Our kids go swimming at the pool a lot, and I've called the police anytime we have an incident, and it's just ridiculous, you know, like, we wait until it's clear, but cars will just rush around the corner, and, like, we get stuck in the middle, and it's scary.
What was your address? I'm sorry.
13218 South Terminal Boulevard.
Thank you. Appreciate the comments. Very insightful comments. We'll certainly work with our engineers and see... based on those comments.
On the town center ones, I could tell what we're anticipating next year before I just step out for a second. I don't want to leave you guys, but.
Sorry. No, no.
If you'd like to follow up, Gordon, you can lay him back. If thank you again for. You're welcome to go out. Yeah, go ahead. You can go out. You have an interest in what he's going to say.
You want to hear.
That's what I want from that kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any council comments you'd like to make? Before you do, while you're thinking about that, I wanted to thank Coralie. Seems weird I'm conducting this meeting. Thank God for 2 minutes. Hey, thank you so much. I want to, you know, the ones I've listened to, and Coralie did a very good job, and appreciate her good work and assisting in that time. So.
I'll say thanks for adjusting the schedule tonight.
No, thank you for letting us know so we could make those adjustments and make sure we had as many people
here. Yes, thank you.
It's helpful.
Any comments? Oh, by the way, we got Craig on the line. Craig, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. Any other comments? I had 2 items I just wanted to bring to the attention of the council. We have, as I talked to Jackie, we have another visioning meeting on June 14th. Do we want to schedule that for 7? Is that the preference? We look ahead. I think that's going to be the last one we have. The other items we think will be able to be incorporated in our normal work meeting. So that should be the last.
Well, that's a Tuesday or a 15th?
No, the 14th is a Tuesday. Oh, 15th, excuse me. You're right.
So I would prefer earlier.
5 o'clock should be fine.
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're fine on that.
Craig?
That was on the 15th, right?
Can you make it a 5?
I should be good. Yeah.
Okay.
5 o'clock would work for me.
As I mentioned, that should be the last one, so hopefully we can.
And that's confirmed. It is a Wednesday. Wednesday the
15th. On the 15th? Okay, yeah. Great. I also wanted to make everyone aware Blade Hamilton has tendered his resignation on the Planning Commission.
He can't be swayed?
No. So I talked to him Monday. So I talked to Clint today, and we'll start the process. I can't remember his name. Is it Chris Burt? I want to say Burbage. Is it Chris Burt? It's Chris. I know his name, but
Burbert. It's our alternate.
Yeah, he's. When we do the resolution, we'll advance him to full time, and then. We're going to start, and I've talked to Clint today, we'll start the process of what we need to do in terms of what we're looking, perhaps maybe getting two alternates. I think it's best, particularly as we look into the summer. What do you have to have a quorum? Is it 5? How many do you have?
4.
4.
We can get 4 now.
So with summer and that, we just think it would be good to have at least 2.
Is this something that's new to me? Sorry. Okay. What, do we have like certain qualifications or anything that's...
Yes and no. Usually it's gone through a process where there's an interview with the planning department and also Clint is the planning chair and the mayor, and then the mayor makes a recommendation to us. And
we'll go through an interview, and you guys are welcome, any of you, they're welcome to sit in on the interviews. And we'll make them, I'll let you know when they are, so if you'd like to come, and then Clint and I will interview, and then based on our conversation, I'll leave Clint. I'm going to lean on him. He'll make the recommendation, and I will bring that to you for consideration. Okay?
Mayor, if I could, just to Jared's point, really, I mean, we're looking, one, for really diversity of backgrounds and interests among the members of the Planning Commission, because we think that diversity helps get different perspective on the issues that we're looking at. But in terms of qualifications, I mean, obviously, this is an appointed position, and it's one that... Really, we're just looking for people who are committed to the community, have maybe a different background. I'm not saying that they have to have a different background than those that are already sitting there, but again, diversity really helps. Mm-hmm. And those who want to be part of something to make our community better.
If any of you have any recommendations, please feel free to give them to me or Clint, and then we'll start on that process. I mentioned to Tammy, I'd like to, because Blade has worked around 20 years in terms of not Planning Commission, but a combination of other, even prior to we were a city, he was on for 3 years. He was saying there was some kind of a commission he set on in terms of building and construction. So he's put in nearly 20 years. I think it would be very appropriate to acknowledge him. And Clint and I felt that the city council meeting would be an appropriate setting. So on June 8th, we'll have him come in and take a moment and express their appreciation to he and his family so for the work they've done. Okay, we'll go on to items 4A and 4B. These are items we'll need to vote on tonight. The first item is a discussion with consideration of a resolution approving a development agreement between Herman City and Chris Losey.
So I'll discuss. We have two development agreements on tonight. We started discussing them last week and then continued them due to some changes that were going to be made. So just to kind of give you a picture of where we are. Mountain View Corridor, this is the Autumn Crest Soccer Complex right here. Soccer Complex is there. So these properties are these two small 2.5 acre parcels right here. And so the Autumn Crest roadway and then 150th South right here. So what these agreements are doing, basically their development agreement, and in the development agreement, similar to the Bluffdale agreement that we passed last week. Similar to those, they're asking for the same type of zoning there, which staff, you know, agrees with.
Some work and kind of taking advantage of.
Yeah, I think so too. But with that, they are asking, with that, so for, you know, with the zoning, if the zoning happens, they will be the needed right-of-way for 150 South with this agreement. The other thing they're doing is they're giving us temporary access through their property to the pump station site, which we need to construct. Since 150 South and Autumn Crest won't be constructed by that time, we'll be starting the pump station in the next couple of weeks. So in the agreement, they're basically giving us that access, they're giving us the right-of-way, and then they're asking for the zoning. It'll be part of a commercial development along with the Butterfield parcel. So the same person that's doing the Butterfield parcel is also working with them. So Kim Reynolds-Bacher is the developer that we're working with. So he's been great there. The other parts of the agreement that I think might be necessary is, in the agreement it says that we can't levy any taxes or any assessments on their property for any of those improvements.
Special assessment.
For the road improvements, water improvements, storm drain, those types of things. But we can charge them our customary impact fees. So, and other than that, that's pretty much it.
I think this issue, I think this item and the Griffiths are the ones that you took out the provision in there in the agreement that we wouldn't be committed to building the road.
Yeah, so last week in there, we continued them because it was asking, it was saying that Harriman was building the road. And so we pulled that out and made those modifications.
All right, I will accept a motion on this item.
A motion to approve. Resolution R18-2016, approving a development agreement for Chris Losey. I'll second.
Any further discussion? We've got a motion and a second. Craig?
I can second that, but I couldn't hear who made the motion.
Corley made the motion, and then Nicole seconded the motion.
Okay, we're just
voting, yes. So, Craig?
Yeah.
Curly?
Yes.
Nicole?
Yes.
Jerry?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes. That motion carries. We'll now go to the next item. Discussion consideration resolution approving a development agreement between Herman City and Marty T. Griffiths and Tina A. Griffiths. Justin?
It's the same. So it's Griffiths Losey. The agreements are essentially the same.
Okay.
I'll motion to approve resolution R19-2016 approving a development agreement for Marty T. Griffiths and Tina A. Griffiths. Second.
Okay, so Coralie has did the motion, and Nicole has seconded the motion. Craig?
Yes.
Okay, Nicole?
Yes.
Coralie?
Yes.
Jared?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Okay, we'll go to the calendar. Planning Commission is tomorrow, meeting is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, and then we have this Saturday, Petalpalooza. and then May 30th we'll have our Memorial Day breakfast. Okay, not a meeting, it's a breakfast. I always have breakfast meetings, but this is not a meeting.
Okay, John, do we have any closed session items tonight that we need to rule out?
Okay. I will accept a motion to adjourn our work meeting, and then we'll go into our visioning meeting tonight.
Motion to adjourn the work meeting and commence our work meeting. Second.
A motion to second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. We're out of work meeting. We'll go now into our